one half of the Bagpipe Brothers in here. Alex Bauman, we've done Mad Libs, we've done the trivia on country music and sports, and I took a little back seat on that, but I'm still 15-3. So where are we going with this?
New little thing here, David. I let my little software that I use create some fake products, and you're going to decide if you would purchase them or not.
I can tell you right now, no on all of them.
Why?
Man, I don't have the money to purchase anything. Much
less
say
you have endless money. You have endless money to purchase these.
If I had endless money, I wouldn't be here doing this with you. All right.
We're going to have 10 products here. You have to decide, David.
Wait a minute. I have to decide whether I'm going to buy them or not?
Yeah.
I mean, is there a wrong or right? Or
no, it's just okay. Your opinion.
All right.
The first one is a pet translator collar. And everything has a tagline to it. It claims to translate your pet's noises and sounds into English.
I'd buy that.
You buy that?
Yeah. I'd love to know what my dog was wanting to, if I had a dog, I'd love to know what he was trying to, you know.
What Toby was thinking about?
Yeah, I'd like to know what he was trying to filter out.
A glow-in-the-dark toilet seat. Never miss in the dark again.
No, never. I wouldn't buy that.
Even if you can't?
No.
Why not?
No, I just, that would creep me out getting up in the middle of the night to take a whiz and I see that thing glowing in the dark. I'd probably run the other way.
But can you imagine how much help that would be going to the bathroom at night?
That's what you got a light for.
What if you can't see the light?
I tell you, you know where that would be popular?
Where?
In a what do they call them?
Nightclub?
No, in a portalette.
Yeah, that'd be helpful in a portalette.
Because they don't have lights in a portalette.
And you're dark in a concert or something?
I went into one about a month ago, and I had to crack the door to take a whiz.
That's no good, David.
No. So, I still wouldn't buy that.
A mood-detecting mug. Changes colors based on your mood.
Oh, my God. Mine would probably never change colors because I'm always in a bad mood. No, I wouldn't buy that.
No? Temperature-controlled socks. Keeps your feet hot in the winter and cool in the summer.
Amen, brother. I'm all on that. Let's buy them things and sell them.
I'm surprised nobody's came up with that yet, like a little remote controller or an app.
I mean, they got hand warmers. Yeah. They got cooling towels. Why not socks that'll do both?
Yeah. Put some battery-powered socks. Yeah. Those sell like hotcakes.
I like that idea.
Chocolate-flavored soap. Smells delicious, but you might make you hungry while showering.
No. Heck no. Not eating soap. I don't want to blow bubbles, even if it's chocolate bubbles.
You know Giddens would eat it.
Giddens would eat the soap dish.
He'd look at you after you finish showering and ask if you're going to eat that.
Are you going to eat that?
Yeah. It's he would coming. Ask.
Golly. Chocolate soap. I'm telling you, Giddens, he's probably got one in his back pocket.
Probably. He probably gnaws on it in the back of the studio.
Just like the black bread he eats.
He probably lathers it on the black bread.
All right,
he can make him a chocolate-flavored soap sandwich.
A chocolate-flavored soap sandwich. Whew. I'm telling you, he's out there.
The next one is a self-sorting laundry hamper. Separates colors from whites automatically.
I wouldn't buy that.
Why not?
Because I just throw them all in at one time anyway. I don't separate them. That's why my shirts are pink and my underwear is blue.
Well, that's your problem. I think a lot of people would like that, though.
I don't know.
Especially the lazy people.
I mean, I wouldn't spend money on you. Do that yourself. Now, I'd spend money on finding out what my dog could filter. I mean, but I did a basket separating your clothes. I mean, come on, have two baskets in your bedroom. Throw, you know, colors in one, whites in the other.
People like common sense nowadays, David. That's too hard.
Too hard? You spend $1,500 on a washer and dryer, and you won't spend $5 on a basket? Come on, Bob. Yeah, I'm with you, but I wouldn't buy that.
A reverse microwave cools down your food to freezer temperatures in seconds.
What food would you want to do that to other than ice cream? I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, I like the idea, but what food would you want to cool down? Maybe soup?
What if you took out some meat to make for a dinner that night and decided you didn't have time and you wanted to put it back in the freezer? Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a good idea. The only thing I can think of is maybe you got the soup too hot.
Yeah.
Or the chili too hot and you wanted to put it in there to cool it down. Yeah, maybe.
Or what about a beer mug? You want to get a frozen beer mug.
I don't think nobody. Well, that's true.
That's popular. Instead of having to wait on it or try to find it or.
Yeah, you know, Rufus T. I can see him putting his beer in the microwave and saying, "Oh, cool this thing down, honey."
A self-tying necktie automatically adjusts to a perfect knot.
That I would buy, and I would buy one for people I didn't like. And adjust it to a smaller size where it choked the bejesus out of
them. A microwavable pillow. Warm your pillow in the microwave before sleeping.
Not buying that. I want my pillow cool. I'm like Stuart Scott. Cool is the underneath side of your pillow, baby. I don't want a hot pillow.
What if you could do it in the reverse microwave? That'd be something you can use the reverse microwave for.
Now you're putting two and two together, Bauman. I like that. But no, I don't want no hot pillow.
I don't want a hot pillow either. I hate hot pillows.
You know, did you remember Stuart Scott?
Uh-uh.
You know, the ESPN.
Yes.
You know, he died with cancer.
Yeah.
His famous slogan, that's what made him popular, were every time you'd see a cool play in the NBA, he said, "Look at that man. He's as cool as the underneath side of your pillow."
The last one, David, a self-adjusting chair changes firmness based on how tired you are.
I'd buy that.
Imagine your recliner self-adjusting to you.
Bring it on. I don't know how much that would be, but that's the best one of the list right there.
Would you ever come to work?
No. I'd never get out of the chair. I mean, come on. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't sit in the recliner, so it wouldn't be that important to me, but I can see like my dad or the older folks that sit in the recliners.
What do you sit on when you watch ball games?
A couch.
What if it was that way with a couch?
I'd be on the couch all day.
Yeah. Okay, so you'd buy one too.
Yeah, I'd buy one too.